If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean's here with entertainment news now, and hotels in Los Angeles are starting to help out, aren't they, Dean?
Yeah, it's nice. They're offering free nights to first responders, to fire people, to paramedics, people who have been out fighting Los Angeles wildfires for days and days. And some of them, luxury hotels. The Four Seasons Hotel is one of the ones that are offering rooms, the Waldorf Astoria, the Peninsula. Even the Queen Mary cruise ship is offering discount rooms now for people. The Chateau Marmont, famous showbiz hang-up joint, the Sunset Tower that's right across the street on Sunset Boulevard. So nice to see. Everybody's rolling up their sleeves and pitching in and helping one another.
Let's hear a little bit of what Eva Longoria had to say. And also, Dennis Quaid, that interview he did with a local television station in Los Angeles was a bit bizarre, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely weird. We have Eva Longoria talking about something she's doing and a group that she is supporting, offering some help. But a reporter for NBC in Los Angeles was out on the street when Dennis Quaid was out in front of his house trying to get a few things out of the house. He had evacuated already, but trying to get a few things out of the house. And the interview started off a little bit on the serious side, but got a little weird. Take a listen.
I'm going to be supporting This Is About Humanity. They are matching up to $50,000 for frontline essential workers and families that are impacted by the fires. I'm going to be matching that $50,000 personally. I'm going to be giving another $50,000 on top of that.
We are in this together. The community is coming through. Dennis Quaid, and I can talk to him in the third person. He's not going to call me Robert Kvasic because we are doing this together. Right, Dennis? We are in this together.
Dennis Quaid wants to put out the fire. That's right.
Dennis Quaid wants to put out the fire, and I know Dennis Quaid wants to go home.
It's not the day after tomorrow. It's today, okay? That's right.
It is not. I won't ask you what you're wearing, and I won't ask you what your new project is. I won't ask you what the next film is. I promise I will skip all of that. But thank you for finding levity in what has been a very dark
and
bleak
time. Red carpet, isn't it?
Hey, it's a wacky disaster that we've got.
A little too soon for that, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I understand that these reporters have been out there for days, and they're looking for some relief at some point. But yes, too early is exactly the way to describe that. And Dennis Quaid was, he's completely complicit in the whole thing, goofing around, just as much. But
that reporter started it. I think it's his fault.
The reporter definitely wanted to do something wacky with Dennis Quaid on that. And people, the Disney Corporation has made a huge donation. The SAG-AFTRA, the Actors Union, has made a huge donation. And Beyonce has made a $2.5 million donation to L.A. Fire Relief Funds as well. So lots of people are stepping up and, trying to help out wherever they can in this.
Our company contributing as well. Nexstar, if you go to WGNRadio.com, you can get information on how you can help the cause and donate to the Red Cross. Let's see. What else do I want to talk to you about this morning, Dean? I know. Let's talk a little bit about this General Hospital star who passed away.
Yeah, she was... an actress who has been on General Hospital. Get this, for 50 years. The actress named Leslie Charlson, she played Monica Quatermain. How about that for a soap opera name? Hello, I'm Monica Quatermain.
Perfect.
I've been on General Hospital for nearly a half century. The executive producer of the show called her a beloved matriarch of the show and the cast and the crew. She started in daytime TV when she was only 19 years old and died over the weekend after a long illness, 79 years old. Do yourself a favor sometime today and look up the video on YouTube, Sam and Dave Soul Man. It's a black and white video for amazing 60s choreography. The saxophone players are dancing like crazy. The go-go classic dancers are dancing like crazy. There's something going on every inch of the stage. You just don't get that anymore. They were fantastic. They're doing the splits. They're singing. They're doing acrobatics on stage.
Obviously, that's what Belushi and Aykroyd really loved, They recreated it. But from what I read, Sam Moore was not really crazy about that either. Maybe it's because he wanted more money from them or something. I don't know, but they sure gave him a lot of respect, didn't they?
Yeah, in his later career, very definitely. Much to the thanks of the Blues Brothers, when John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd came and they did the song for the Blues Brothers movie, it revitalized interest in the whole thing and came back. Springsteen, Michael Jackson, Lou Reed, go down the list, of influential, people who were influenced by the music of Sam and Dave. It's a who's who of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He died over the weekend after long illness complications from surgery, 89 years old.
Hollywood has more to worry about than the box office these days, but we can report on some movie business over the weekend. What was number one?
It was the movie that is the sequel to Den of Thieves from 2018. And this one is called Den of Thieves Pantera. It took in only $15 million over the weekend, but that was good enough to be number one. After that, it was Lion King coming in the number two spot. Sonic the Hedgehog, then Nosferatu, and then Moana 2 rounding out the top five.
I'm glad that the Clint Eastwood movie, Juror Number 2, is that what it's called, is finally streaming, because everybody liked the movie, and it disappeared from the theaters in a hurry, didn't it?
Yeah, it was, look at the top movies here, the top five movies of the weekend, an action, buddy movie. We've got three kids movies, Lion King, Moana 2, and Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and Nosferatu. So you've got a scary movie, three kids movies, and an action movie. There's no room for anything that's got a story or, a plot, that's thoughtful. That makes sense. It's the lowest common denominator that wins at the box office.
Yeah, apparently. Tell us about Patricia Arquette.
She is part of this amazing all-star cast that is Severance Part 2, the Ben Affleck produced and directed series, which will begin this coming Friday on Apple TV Plus. Ben Affleck, Adam Scott stars in it. Christopher Walken stars in it. John Turturro stars in it. And Oscar winner Patricia Arquette. We talked with Patricia and also her co-star, Tramell Tillman, about this very much anticipated series coming back.
I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. The opportunity to come back to this show, to tell this story, to work with this incredible woman and this beautiful cast and crew. It's a dream.
There are lots of shows out there for people to watch. This one is one of the most anticipated. Patricia, why do you think that is?
I think that a lot of care goes into making this. Not that that's not the case with every show, but I think the writers are coming up with something interesting that on some level we're all grappling with. Our disconnect from each other, our disconnect from ourselves, a corporation, and how much are we part of our lives, or how much is our work eclipsing everything else about us?
Talk to me about Christmas in Chicago, the way you remember. Do you have any Christmas in Chicago memories?
I was born in Chicago.
I know. I was just talking with your brother, David, the other day.
Yay, Bozo! I remember we were super poor when we moved to Chicago, and my parents ended up finding this beautiful, like, mansion, this house, and there was, like, almost no rent, and it was crazy. And it was because we rented it, like, in spring or summer. But when winter came, it was freezing, and we couldn't really afford to heat it all, so we had to kind of live in a few rooms, and I remember there was a big blizzard and we were home from school and David threw up in the door and he ran outside naked and like jumped in this big snowbank and got pneumonia. And then it was Christmas and we opened the door and a cat came in and went around our Christmas tree and we asked if we could keep her and then she became not the Christmas cat.
Just another day at the old Arquette family home.
Sounds like fun.
It was in Evanston. They grew up in Evanston. And, you know, if we ever get enough snow, I guess that's one way to get some, you know, dibs parking, running outside naked during a snowstorm. That should keep people out for your parking spot.
I am feeling colder now. Thanks to you mentioning that.
Yes.
Thank you, Dean. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.